Go!
Time for Prospect Perspective, as the Finsiders bring you some of the top prospects in the 2014 draft in their own words.
This is Greg Likens from the Finsiders, and recently we had the chance to catch up with offensive lineman Jack Muhort from Ohio State. We'll get analysis from John Kangemi on Muhort as a draft prospect in a few minutes, but first, here's a portion of the conversation he had with myself, John, and Troy Stratford. Now, Jack, at Ohio State, you played left guard, right guard, left tackle. You played some right tackle at the Senior Bowl, I heard. So during your time with the Buckeyes, you basically played all over that offensive line. Do you have a preferred position, or do you view your versatility as a strength when you're speaking to NFL teams?
Yeah, no, I really don't have a preferred position. When people ask, I just say I play offensive line because I honestly believe that I can excel at any position along the offensive line, even center. You know, I can snap, I can shotgun snap, I can snap from under. So obviously if you ask me right now, the last 2 years I've been playing left tackle, I'd probably say I'm really comfortable there. But I know it's a fast game, and I know maybe handling the edge isn't my best strength, so if someone bumped me inside, I'd be fine there.
Always love to know what players have planned for that particular day, that moment. Share with us what you have planned when it comes to the draft.
Yeah, I plan on going back up to Toledo, Ohio, and just kind of, closing the blinds and, sitting there with my phone. I'm not a guy that I don't want to have a party just, because things happen on draft day. I'm aware of that. And I don't know exactly where I'm going to be picked, and I don't want to, be celebrating prematurely and have a bunch of people around me if something goes haywire. So I'm going to be back home with my immediate family. On Sunday, after everything's sorted out, I think, it'll be more getting around more people. But just for the draft, I'm just going to be around my family with, the blinds drawn and just hanging out.
Jack Muhort, offensive lineman from Ohio State, an NFL draft prospect, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS hotline. And Jack, you mentioned you played down here in the Orange Bowl at Sun Life Stadium against Clemson. Would you be interested in returning to Sun Life to play with the Dolphins, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Through my college career, I'm actually 0-2 down there. So we played in the Orange Bowl this year, and then 2011 we came down there and played the Hurricanes. So I'd like to come back there and get a few back. It would be a great experience.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that. So you guys, as an offense, had tremendous success. Let me go through some of the numbers here, because you were the foundation of an offensive line that ranked fifth nationally in rushing in 2013. You shattered school records for points scored, touchdowns, touchdowns passes, touchdowns rushing. You guys had a tremendous offense there, and you guys were front and center for all of that. How much fun was it playing in Urban Meyer's system when he took over?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think we all knew kind of what his history was and what he had done with different universities and taking his system there and been very successful. So when he got here, we all bought in right away, especially the offensive line. And I think one thing that I didn't really know about Coach Meyer was how much he liked to run the ball up the middle. And I think we were pretty successful doing that. And I think that's a lot of credit to the guys I played with up front, the other three seniors, and obviously Carlos Hyde, who was just a big bruiser. And I think that was kind of our game, and that's where we gained a lot of our yards. When stuff wasn't going right for us in the passing game, we knew we could rely on pounding the ball. A lot of fun.
Jack, you're one of those Ohio State players of many that will be called on the draft day because you have such a talented football team that you've played with over the past 4 years. Individually, though, tell Dolphin fans a little bit about you. We know about your versatility, but what type of player are you as an offensive lineman? What do you like to do? Run blocking, pass blocking, getting out on the edge? Tell us a little bit about the style of play that you would bring to the table.
Yeah, I think I describe myself as a grinder, and I really appreciate the run game. And I think, like I mentioned, running the ball up the middle was one of our favorite things, so I think getting in there and just grinding away on the double teams or one-on-one is my favorite thing to do. I like to finish plays, and I would just be in there, kind of in the middle of the cut, making sure that my guy's not making the play. So probably run blocking would be my favorite. Obviously, pass blocking is a lot of fun too, but it's something that I think personally I need to work on, and I think at the next level that coaching will probably take the next steps there.
Jack Muhort, offensive lineman from Ohio State, NFL draft prospect, joining us here on the Metro PCS hotline. And you talked about the preparation for the draft and, talking to teams and everything. I always like to ask draft prospects because we seem to get some funny stories, at least, when it comes to strange questions or bizarre questions you've been asked in the process. Do you have any stories for us, Jack?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I've been in front of a lot of interviews to this process, and I think one of the strangest ones I got was, you know, they put the iPad on me, the iPad camera on me, and wanted to videotape me naming all the uses that I could think of for a brick in 1 minute. So up to this point, that's the strangest one I've gotten. Maybe I'll get another one, but I think that's the most unusual one.
And what was your response to that?
There's a lot of violent ones in there. You know, building stuff. So between smashing heads in and building houses, there are some other ones.
That was offensive lineman Jack Muhor from Ohio State. And here's what John Kongemi has to say about his draft prospects.
He's one of those run blockers that once he gets his hands on you and gains that leverage, he can move you against your will. So he's one of those strong guys on the inside. He might even be better on the inside than he is at the tackle position, because that would shore up his pass blocking responsibilities. It wouldn't have a lot more, you know, wouldn't have that ground or that uncovered end to worry about, the speed rusher on the outside. And I think that would accentuate what he does well, and that's in tight quarters, being able to move people. And as he said, he's going to have to work on that pass blocking at the next level, because the guys on the inside are just as good as the guys on the outside. Might be a little bit stronger than he faced in college football, but they still have intricate moves on the inside they can use to get to the quarterback. So that'll be one of the things looking at Jack moving forward, whatever team selects him. It'd be interesting to see if they play him on the inside or play him on the outside.